and everything that goes with it.
That's right. When I walked in the front doors, I just stood and I said, wow, this is really different. And it took a while to make the move, though, right?
It took us, well, once we started moving, it took us 2 weeks to move from start to finish anyway. And, I mean, we've had a few things that we've decided to bring here after we moved, but the bulk of it, we moved all the books and materials in 4 days.
Oh, wow.
With volunteers and then the staff that work here, too. So it was a lot of work, and then it took a couple more days to move all the rest of the stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Too much stuff, probably.
Well, that's good when you do a move. Mm-hmm. You get to get rid of stuff, too, so, right?
And we did do some of that, but, you know, I mean, this it's kind of funny. People will come in here and they'll say, did you have all this at the other library? Yeah, we did.
Well, now, the new libraries, for your listeners, is located in the old 52 wing.
The old 52 wing of the old high school still existing, and also attached is the gymnasium and auditorium, but that is a separate entity from the library, and so that's all locked up and run by the city. Right now, it's kind of our area that we put a lot of leftover pieces of this and that, so it needs to be cleaned up.
Loud in the library? I guess I haven't been in a library before. Am I supposed to be whispering?
No, you don't have to whisper. We are in a meeting room.
Oh, that's right. We are in the meeting room. Wow, very nice meeting room. Yeah, let's go around the library here and just kind of give us a walking tour, Cindy. Where are we? We're in the meeting room, man, a large meeting room.
Yeah, and you'll walk up the stairs and that, and then you'll enter a little library, and that's where on the left-hand side is the checkout desk, and where you'll get help if you need some help with anything. And then on the right is where we have all of the public computers for you to use and do whatever magical things that you want to do on the internet. And then as you walk in, you'll see the stacks of variety of books and materials and things like that. And then before I go any further, we did put in a little coffee bar, and we have a nominal charge.
How did I miss that?
And that is right behind the checkout desk.
Oh, okay.
And everything, too, and there's a nominal fee for that. And some limitations on, you know, who can have coffee versus who is just not old enough to do that. Right. And then as you continue walking down into the library, on the end right-hand corner is the children's area, and there's lots of games and books and materials and seating area, and we even have a charging station for parents that are with their kids, and you know how everybody's on their social media, so we have that as an option. And then right across on the left is a teen area, and there too we have all sorts of books and materials and seating area and a charging station and things as well.
Right.
And as you continue walking, we have a larger meeting room, which we're in right now, and there's enough room in here for about 30 people.
Yep.
And then on the right-hand side is a multipurpose meeting room. We can probably fit about 6-8 people in that room, just kind of a smaller group.
Okay.
We plan to have a variety of different activities and makerspace opportunities available. And as you continue, we've got some storage and a staff room and, of course, some restrooms and things like that as the space continues on. And at the end is our book sale room. Being that want a book, they can't really get a card because of this or that, or you just are going to go on a trip and you just want a book that if you just leave it there, you won't get charged a fine or a fee. So for a nominal fee, you can purchase a couple books from our book sale area as well.
What I like about the meeting room, there's a huge TV screen there. You can't miss that one. You do movies with the children in here and stuff?
In fact, we have one tomorrow. I mean, we've only been in here a couple of weeks.
Okay.
But it's a smart TV, so it's all set up. All you have to do is plug in your laptop if you want to have some kind of meeting, which I don't have a policy yet. So that's going to come as time goes. Anyway, and so tomorrow we are showing a movie here, and we're going to just use a DVD player and just play it like that. Otherwise, we could stream off Netflix or do whatever because it's a smart TV. And we have a small TV, 40-inch, I think, in the small meeting room, too, for any private meetings. Sometimes we have people who do interviews online.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're looking for some different options for people
to
use or to stream a variety of programs and things like that that are available to us as well.
Right.
So there's a lot of probably you know, a little bit less expensive than purchasing conferencing software and hardware and all of that that's involved. I got a humongous price tag on that equipment, so we went with this 85-inch TV.
There you go. Good choice. Good choice, Cindy. If you're just tuning in, we're broadcasting live from the Appleton Library, a new location for the Appleton Library. Beautiful building. They're all redone. Really like the children's area. It's kind of laid out really nice. One of your staff members is just walking by with a Waldo cutout, a large Waldo cutout. And I said, I found Waldo. There's Waldo right there.
Well, and that's just it. We have so much space now, Paul, where we never have had that before. And so we can just put large displays together to place them at various places around the library. You know, and the other thing I want to point out is we've got a beautiful mural in the kids area that you'll want to check out that was also done by local artists.
Oh.
And then a mural in the coffee bar area, too.
Okay.
So we've got some community things that are here, too, that make us kind of a little special as well. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Great new facility. I'm really happy for you, Cindy. I know it's been a lot of work for you and the staff, and some community members really helped out a lot, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
With
we
the
did.
Move.
Key. I mean, I couldn't have asked for volunteers, so many people who want. Yep.
You're really good, Cindy. So, well, let's get into some of the activities that you have planned coming up here at the library.
Well, tomorrow we have an after-school movie. We are showing Lyle, Lyle, Crocodile, and all ages are invited. But, you know, age 6 and under, we do require an adult to be here just in case there's any issues or problems. And it should be a really fun movie to show. And we're, of course, hosting it here in our big meeting room with our 85-inch TV screen. I mean, people are already saying, hey, can I have a football party there? No, probably not. 6:30, we've got a reclaimed wood pumpkin project, and this is for adults. And we still have some spaces available, but it's kind of still limited. And as Paul was saying, Where's Waldo? Is another program that we event with a Where's Waldo scavenger hunt. And then we're also starting a new program starting next Thursday. It's Thursdays with Julia. If you have any questions about computers or your cell phone, or you want to start a Facebook account, or if you have a problem with your, you know, your computer, your, you know, your device, Julia is here to help. And so she is going to be here to help everything. And that will start next Thursday. On the 14th, and then it will be every Thursday for the month of September, and we're going to see how it goes to see how far we take that.
Okay.
And then also next Thursday at 6:30 p.m., we are going to have a Friends of the Appleton Library organizational meeting. So if you are interested in volunteering, helping out in any way in the library, stop on down and join us, or just stop in and pick up an application form, and you can fill out so that we can start getting a little help with a few problems. 19th, we have a Medicare informational meeting from 5 to 7 or however long it needs to be. We've got a secret t-shirt painting project, macaroni and macrame teen project coming up, book club meets, and of course, Lego club. We've got something going on every single week in the month of September.
Good, Cindy. I think we'll just bypass what people are reading this week.
Sounds perfect.
We just spent a lot of time talking about the library, and rightly so, because it's a beautiful place, Cindy. So.
Thank you. We love it, too. We're super happy about sharing all this great space with everyone and seeing where it's going to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. It's fun broadcasting live, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. I just have to be a little more mindful about what I say.
That's right. All right. Thanks, Cindy. It's been fun. Thanks for having me over.
Sure. Thanks for coming over.
Yeah, that's Cindy Hendricks, and that's our Appleton Public Library show for today.